It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg girls soccer as the Falcons fall 2-0 here to Center Point Urbana in the regional final game. Being joined by Coach Corey Getch of the Falcons right now. And unfortunately, the season comes to a close here tonight. Fantastic effort by both teams. I mean, what can you say about this one? A game where, you guys certainly had your chances, unfortunately, falling just short here to a very good CPU team.
Yeah, we definitely had some chances, especially in that first half. And they were just, it looked like near misses from my distance and everything, and we just couldn't find the back of the net. I thought the second half the girls really stepped it up. I think every one of the girls on the team just emptied their tank and gave everything they had to try to get something going.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about some of those shots on goal that you were able to register, because again, some of them they were just so close. It seemed like you were really right there in the first half. From your perspective, what was going well, offensively, even though they weren't going in? How were you guys able to get kind of those good looks that you were looking for?
Yeah, we were using our wing going down Adrie's side and. Seeing those crosses coming in, and I think we're just missing them by toes or feet or something, and just need to redirect the other way, and I think they would have ended up in the back of the net. I couldn't see from my angle, but it sure looked like they were just off the mark.
Mm-hmm. Defensively in this one, you held this team that, you know, would score a lot of goals on the season. You know, they score 8 in a postseason game against Marquette Catholic, a 3-0 win over Vinton-Shelsburg, and you hold them to just 2, but the entire second half you hold them off the scoreboard. Tell me a little bit about the defensive game plan and how you guys were able to execute that. Again, just a couple of really good looking shots for them that got through in the first half.
Yeah, I think defensively what we did is we just kind of just tried to lock it down a little bit, talked to a couple of our girls, made some adjustments, and just really tried to keep the ball kind of out of our end. I think the other side too is we were pressing a little bit more on their side. We weren't getting a lot of shots, but we were getting the ball down on their side of the field, so it was kind of taken away from some of their shooting opportunities too. So it was both an offensive defensive effort to get it done.
Mm-hmm. And you could see a lot of tears out there, you know, with the season coming to a close. It just goes to show how meaningful these experiences are for these girls, right? I mean, what does it mean for you and them to be able to have these experiences competing in these regional final type of environments? Because you can certainly tell it means a lot to them.
Yeah, these girls are going to remember this, you know, probably forever, I would assume. You know, the opportunities that they had, the competition throughout the tournament, different games, and then, you know, kind of the opportunity to play in this game and just how close they came to, you know, achieving that goal. And I think that's going to motivate them in the future. But I really think at the end of the day, it just comes down to their hard work, their effort, and just their love for soccer. And it's really fantastic. And they're a special group.
All right. Don't want to keep it too long, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
No, I'm just so excited to see how wonderful the AP soccer program's going. Both the boys and girls are heading in fantastic directions, both making the postseason. And it's just great to see how great AP soccer's going. And it's tribute a lot to the youth programs that are really going out there and getting the kids involved, getting them excited about soccer. And I think as long as that continues, AP is going to be heading in that right direction. Hopefully both the boys and the girls will be making state appearances in the future.
All right, that's AP head coach Corey Getch joining us here on Radio On the Go Sports. Thanks for the time tonight, and congrats on another fantastic season.
Thank you.